Well, then, Doctor, didn't Ronald Reagan have it right? In other words, if what you're telling me is true, about the higher you go, the more effective it is, and you pointed out the better view you have, well, then, hell, if you've got a satellite up there, not only do you have a better view, but you have almost no resistance at all from some level of orbit above the Earth, yes?
Well, that's true, but on the other hand, a lot of other problems pop up with that, and I talk about that in my book, The E-Bomb, is that you can actually put a laser on an airplane and get a lot of the weapon effects that you can, just about the same effects that you can by putting that laser in space. The problem is that if you put the laser in space, sure, you have a much greater field of view, but your problems escalate exponentially. For example, now you have to put it on a satellite. Mm-hmm. And when you put a laser on a satellite, you have a lot more problems in storing the material, in re-energizing the material, keeping the beam stable. And it's just incredibly more difficult to put the laser in space than it is by flying it in the air. Mm-hmm. Now, one solution to that, to extend the length of the laser even farther, is not to put the laser itself in space, but to put a mirror in space and reflect the laser beam off of that mirror and direct that to nearly any point on the Earth. And in fact, a experiment was conducted back in the 1990s called the Relay Mirror Experiment, RME, the Relay Mirror Experiment, where a satellite was actually flown with a mirror on it, and a laser beam was directed from the Earth onto another target that was many kilometers away. That is, the laser went from the ground up to space and was redirected onto a target. And so it was proven that that technology can work.
Is there any current agreement that we have internationally that would prevent us from doing that?
Not from actually moving the laser through space. There might be some international agreements that would have to be worked out by putting the laser in space, and that is there are agreements about not weaponizing space itself.
Right. No. I was referring to just the mirror assembly aspect of it.
It's kind of like a bomb being lofted intercontinentally, is that the bomb traverses through space, be it an atomic bomb or whatever, but it's not originating from space. So there's a difference from keeping that bomb in space and then dropping it versus just traversing mm-hmm. through space.
Mm-hmm.
So the same type of concept.
Okay, so we could then conceivably not get in international political trouble by having a mirror there that would reflect what we fire from the ground.
Right. In fact, you'd want more than one, just one mirror on that. You'd want several so that you could be able to reach any point on Earth. In fact, there's a experiment that is being conducted to put a mirror not on a satellite, which had already been proven that concept had already been proven at lower powers, but to put a mirror on a airship that is a high-altitude balloon that goes up many thousands of feet, and to be able to show that you can use a laser weapon in a tactical scenario, that is, on a tactical battlefield rather than a strategic battlefield. And that is, it's a Missile Defense Agency, an MDA program, where a mirror is going to be lofted by a dirigible, kind of like one of those old hydrogen crafts that you're probably familiar with, and to keep that in the air over a battlefield so that you can actually divert lasers from the ground or from the air onto this mirror and divert it to other parts of the battlefield.
Oh, that's incredible. Since you're in the field of directed energy weapons, I've been following the HAARP project now for a long time. HAARP up in Alaska, I'm sure you're quite familiar with it.
Right.
Can you tell me, Doctor, whether there are? I know the wall I'm going to run into here. Are there any military applications for HAARP that you're aware of that we're not?
Well, I guess if I were to say yes, I'm aware of it, but I can't tell you about it or whatever. Well, one interesting thing I've heard about HAARP to kind of divert the
go ahead, divert my question.
The question is that if a low altitude nuclear burst were to occur, that could upset the plasma in the Van Allen belt, which is a charged particle belt that encircles the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And if that plasma is upset by a low altitude nuclear burst, then it could actually hurt communication satellites because it affects what we call the plasma transmission frequency. That is, you know how when spacecraft are coming into the Earth, when the shuttle comes into the Earth, we lose contact, radio contact with
it. That's right. Yes.
And that's because of the plasma that's built up around the spacecraft. Plasma is the fourth state of matter. It's, the first three states are solid, liquid, and gas. Well, there's a fourth state of matter out there that actually about 99% of the universe is in this state of matter. And that's what the stars are in the state of matter. That's where the electrons are ripped away from the atomic nucleus. And it's kind of like a hot, soupy, gaseous mixture that exists. 99% of the universe is in the state of matter. But there is a phenomenon known as the plasma cutoff frequency, that radio waves below a certain frequency cannot propagate through it. Again, that's why radio contacts cut off with the shuttle. Well, if a low-altitude nuclear burst were to occur, then the plasma would be energized in these radiation belts, and communication might be cut off. In fact, this phenomenon was actually occurred during the 1950s when the Starfish nuclear explosion was detonated above the South Pacific.
How far above the South Pacific was that detonated?
I'm not sure the exact height, but it was several hundred kilometers. And if something like that were to occur, then communication could be cut off for a certain period of time. Anyway, the whole point of this story is that some people have said, gee, it might be possible to use HAARP to actually change some of the environmental parameters in that those electron belts. That is, if we were to energize them in a certain way, we might cause some of those electrons to fly out of that belt.
And you believe that could be true?
It could be. It would take a lot of power to do that, and it would be kind of tough.